So good morning. Welcome to Community Morning Prayers. My name's Richard and I'm part of the community here. We'll be using the liturgy. I hope you've picked up a copy or can see a copy. And we'll go straight to the call to worship. You'd like to follow along in the words in bold. Sometimes we wonder how we have come through some difficult situations. God has been with us, lifting and comforting our spirits. We struggle and worry. God's loving presence sustains and strengthens us. Listen for God's call to you. Lord, we are listening and seeking your guidance. Amen. Lord of joy and mercy, be with us this day as we seek your voice and your guidance. Remove the obstacles that block our commitment and help us to truly be your disciples. For we ask this in Christ's name. Amen. If you'd like to join in the prayer of confession, we can say it together. Patient Lord, we know that you call us to service, but we often feel inadequate. We love to make excuses for not doing something, or for doing something only half-heartedly. Remind us again of your loving and guiding presence. Forgive us when we stumble and falter. Turn us again to you, serving joyfully and confidently. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The reading this morning is taken from Matthew 17. Starting at verse 1, you can find that on page 984 if you want to follow along in the Chapel Bible. That's Matthew 17, starting at verse 1, 984. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. There he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Just then there appeared before them Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, a bright cloud covered them, and a voice from the cloud said, This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell face down to the ground, terrified. But Jesus came and touched them. Get up, he said. Don't be afraid. When they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus instructed them, Don't tell anyone what you have seen until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. The disciples asked him, Why then do the teachers of the law say that Elijah must come first? Jesus replied, To be sure, Elijah comes and will restore all things. But I tell you, Elijah has already come, and they did not recognize him, but have done to him everything they wished. In the same way, the Son of Man is going to suffer at their hands. Then the disciples understood that he was talking to them about John the Baptist. So there's quite a lot given to us in this passage of Scripture, I think, isn't there? These 13 verses. Jesus is transfigured, his appearance changed before them, the three disciples. Then Moses and Elijah appear, talking with Jesus. And if not enough already to have the disciples face down on the ground in awe, when they had vanished, leaving only Jesus standing in front of them, God speaks to them from within the bright cloud that enveloped them, telling them that this is his son, whom he loves and with whom he is well pleased, and that they should listen to him. The same words he spoke from heaven at Jesus' baptism, you'll recall. No mere man, but the very Son of God was transfigured here. Now, definitely face down on the ground, as I'm sure I would have been too, Jesus touches them and reassures them. Get up and don't be afraid, he says. Now, on their way down from the high mountain, Jesus gives the three a secret to keep until he has been raised from the dead. And finally, Jesus answers the disciples' questions and explains that, to be sure, Elijah has already come to restore all things, as the teacher of the law had said. But he too was rejected and suffered, just as Christ would also. So, as for encounters with Jesus go, as this is our theme for this month's community prayer, I'd say that's got to be right up there with them. As far as a morning hike with the Lord goes, we probably won't get to see Jesus in his glorified state, or Moses and Elijah, this side of life. We may or may not get to hear God audibly speaking to us from heaven. But Jesus does, and almost certainly, touched all of our hearts, minds, and lives in some way, reassures us in some way, gives us strength to get up and not be afraid in some way. Probably know that he won't give us a secret to keep, but thanks to his words being trustworthy and true, gives us all the explanation we need for the things he wants us to know about for now. So I thought, shall we just spend a bit of time together in the quiet now, reflecting on and thanking God for our personal encounters with Jesus. Mountaintop or valley, work or play, for we surely do encounter Jesus every day. Or if you'd like, just use the prayer points. We'll spend some moments in quiet. turn back to the liturgy. Beloved ones, you are the salty people, those who bring flavour to living. Your spirit of love and confidence gives hope to others. Remember that the Lord is always with you. Peace go with you. May the peace of the Lord bring joy. May the peace of the Lord bring love. May the peace of the Lord bring comfort. May the peace of the Lord bring hope. May the peace of the Lord bring rest. May the peace of the Lord bring life. May the peace of the Lord surround you. May the peace of the Lord go with you. Amen. 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 And may the peace of the Lord be with you at breakfast. It will be ready shortly. Have a good day.